Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Looked like pretty much a risk-off type trading day today.
Yeah, you know, Randy, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what it was, a risk-off type of trade. It was started with the overnight with the U.S. airstrikes against a key Iranian general, and Iran promises to retaliate. So that was the fear going into the weekend, and we had selling on the grains right into the close. And, you know, on top of that, Randy, South America weather continues to improve.
And the other side of that, too, is we shot up these charts pretty fast here, especially beans, so maybe due for some of a correction as well.
Well, you know, and that's what the market did. The trade's been focusing on this January 10th crop report, and really it started with the phase one signing here almost 3 weeks ago, and that was really the catalyst that pushed us up to these higher levels. And so it's basically trying to take some of that off, balancing as the crop report's just now 10 days away, or 1 week away. And January 15th is supposed to be the phase one signing. So those are going to be the focus points. Of course, over the weekend, it's going to be political talk again.
Right. Do we come back next week and start positioning for that report, or is that done now?
No, I think it's going to be more. The funds are still short corn. We think somewhere around 90,000 contracts. Still short the soybeans. We think somewhere around 20,000 contracts. So there still is short covering. If this news with the Iran conflict straightens out here a bit, you know, that probably is going to help us come back a little bit here. Also going into that crop report, because there still is uncertainty with that. And then don't forget that we also have a stocks and all positions report as of December 1st. So there's going to be a number of moving targets.
Now, probably the livestock or the hog market probably took the news the worst here today, the way it looks.
Yeah, you know, I think the bulls are most surprised on the hogs, because they go down the limit here at times on the hogs. And the attitude, the thought is, the belief is, the hope is that China is going to be in the market for buying large supplies of our surplus pork that we have. We know we have record supplies of pork here coming at us. We know the weights are also increasing a bit, but just no respect for China until we actually see it, the big purchases. And so it was a risk-off type of trade over there. And the same thing with the cattle.
Well, that's just it. Even our export sales this morning was disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have to have is, you know, we need positiveness. And, you know, we really need, as time is marching along, we have had the last 2 months report that China's supplies have actually been building a bit. So, you know, are they really going to take all the pork? It's still unknown when you look at this trade deal, $40 billion worth of commodities they're supposed to buy the Chinese. But we really don't know the mix, as they wanted to keep that very, very closely held so it didn't have a price influence. So that's part of the issue that the trade's trying to deal with. What commodity, how much is going to be purchased?
Anything else we need to be talking about or to be aware of here?
Well, I think we just have to watch, you know, the energy here also. It did not get the big push up here today with the conflict in the Middle East. So we're going to watch the energy, watch the U.S. dollar.
Don Rowe is at U.S. Commodities.